That's pretty cool.
Oh, and I thought that was funny. So that's cool, but you need a buddy that's right there in Alaska. I said, well, I can't get much right there in Alaska than that, you know.
Yeah, we're pretty good at that. Who else is on the call?
Good morning.
Good morning. Who else hopped on? I guess they're just listening to Dad's laugh. Well, and you got my message. I sent your packet.
Yes, and I emailed you. Did you send me one package or two?
Just one.
Okay. I figured with that price it was probably just one, but I wanted to make sure that I sent you enough money.
Yeah. Was I supposed to send two?
No, okay. But I thought the way I read your message, I wasn't sure if you sent me one or two.
Yep, I sent you one. Yeah.
Okay.
There was just one area where you can highlight in there.
Uh-huh.
I opted to not put one of the things in color, but once you get the packet, then we can kind of go over it.
Okay.
But it should all be in order and everything. Who else is on the call? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, JW. You ought to just be about chuckling by now.
How are you doing this morning?
Good.
Good.
I'm
good.
Excited.
Yes, isn't it?
Oh.
Isn't it?
We're finally starting to see things, the sunshine rising over JW, we think.
Right?
It looks like it. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm blessed.
How much snow you got on the ground up there?
Oh, God.
Don't
even talk about that.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay.
Man, what happened to February weather? Jeez, it's cold.
Is it really cold?
Yeah, it's like below, it's single digits below.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're having Fairbanks weather. I don't like it.
Ooh.
I just think in it warm up and snow.
Yeah.
That would be just fine with me, because then that means it's warmer.
Well, y'all come down here to Colorado.
Well, I know. I can't complain, you know.
Oh, no. I mean, it's probably 35 degrees in Colorado and 2 foot of snow.
Oh, yeah. I thought, well, JW, did you take a trip after I talked to you on the phone last night or what? I think you're in Warrensburg.
Well, I'm in Warrensburg, but I was thinking about, you know, getting her down here where it's a little warmer. Have her and her family down here. Well, you still got the snow and it's a little warmer. And it warms up a lot quicker in the summertime.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but we have found out about that Dennis Williams cruise so that we can all come up there and help beat it. I just get this vision of us coming up there and spreading out.
Yeah. That's one thing about it in Canada. In Alaska, there's plenty of room to move anyhow.
Oh, plenty of room to move.
Yeah.
Hey, I can talk to the mooseys. I'll sign up the mooses.
Well, you could start a new thing. Who else is on the call? We could just have like sheeps on the, you know, like horses.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Daddy and Ann are here.
Good morning, Daddy and Ann.
Good morning.
Good morning. Tell you what. We're excited.
This is Steve.
And did I hear Steve?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
hi, Steve.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good ears. Okay, just so you all know, Steve he tapes all the calls that he's on. And this might be really good, since Jerry's saying to tape yourself. And also, if we get a really good conference call, then we can get it on down to Blue Ribbon and start our own celebrityism, I guess. Because we've had a few good calls.
Yes, we sure have. We've had quite a few good calls.
Anybody else is on the call?
I am. It's Ann.
Hi, Suzanne. You're on early this morning.
Hi, Suzanne.
Oh, no. Is that Ann?
No, not Suzanne. Ann.
Ann. Yay. The Silvers. What are you calling yourself, the two of you?
I still just call myself Ann.
Yeah, but you know, in the middle of a crowd, you gotta have something. I'd say Silver Streak or something. You gotta have something that defines both of you because you just took off so fast. Well,
we
stood here and watched.
We can't take that title because it's just a temporary stopping place. Really a stopping place. Temporary
stepping stone.
Yeah.
Just stop the gas up and move on. Get your tank filled up and go to the next one.
Yep.
All right.
Well, who would like to pray today? Any takers?
I will.
Okay.
Father, we thank you so much for this opportunity for each and every one of us to get together this morning. And we thank you, Father, for those that have got up and for those that need to get up, Father, we ask that you tug on them and just wake them up and bring them on this call. Father, we ask that you guide us in all of our daily activities, Father, and guide us to those that we can help, Father, that help that need help physically, that need help emotionally, and need help financially, Father. Most of all of us on this call are in that same situation. We just thank you for this opportunity. Most of all, Father, we thank you for your Son, for in Jesus' name we ask all things.
Amen. I wanted to bring, I talked to Lauren Roundy's wife last night, Carrie, and it was mentioned briefly on the call that Lauren's brother had drowned, and I found out more information last night from Carrie, and one of the things that they're really praying for is once they do find the body, so if you want to keep them in your prayers, but when they do, they want them to find the bodies of Stephen and Catherine who are 29 and 23, and then Lauren wants to go and see the bodies. So if we could keep him in our prayers that the Lord would strengthen him, I believe just as we agree that the Lord would strengthen them and that Lauren has been really trying hard on the P1 call and struggled a bit because they'd already hit silver, and then he came back to learn what Carrie had been doing. So just if you'll keep them in your prayers, and then I will be sending out the email when I get a chance of their address, of their home address, to send cards and information. And Catherine, their son, was 6, so he's having a really tough time about losing both his mom and his dad in a boating accident. So don't want to start off on a sad note, but it is part of our, you know, it's kind of funny.
It's a part of life. It definitely is. We'll keep them lifted up in prayer.
Yeah.
Cover them with God's peace.
And that was one thing that Carrie had asked, because she's the one on the personal testimony. She had asked that if she travels and everything, that, and she's pregnant. And so she's really asking that. She's concerned about the baby and the stress, and she's just brand new pregnant. So those are all kinds of things. If you all, when you remember to lift them up, that would be wonderful. Okay. This morning, we've asked Steve to share with us a little bit about the Jim Dragon technique that was introduced to you at convention. And then about 7:30 or 7:40, I'll try and go into the ignition sequence guide and whatever areas that you all want to go over. So, who actually said that they wanted Steve to work with them? And I encouraged Steve that we would be a kind and receptive group.
Yeah, because I'm really asleep this morning.
You know what? Remember, I do hit and runs, which are called hit and runs because I'm not awake till then. So
that's right.
When you're not awake, then you're not nervous, right?
Yeah.
That's right. Well, I think, I know it was Mike, I believe, and I said this. I wouldn't mind participating.
Okay. All right. So, Steve, if you would just kind of go over, has everybody heard the history on the Jim Dragon and what happened with Steve at the convention?
And I can barely hear.
Me?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, everybody hit star 4.
Automatic gain is now enabled.
Yeah, that's better, I think, sure.
Okay.
This is JW. I really didn't hear the testimony that Steve and Jim had.
Okay, Steve, if you would share that with us.
Okay, well, I went to convention with a need. You know, Linda Proctor talks about when you go to a special event, you need to go there with an idea in mind of something that you need to bring back, and then when you bring back, you need to use it. And my my need was to find out how to present, just to even start a presentation. I've been in the business 9 years. I know enough to float a battleship with knowledge, but I didn't know how to get up to the plate. And basically, and if you're in baseball, you got to somehow be able to get up to the plate. And I wasn't even getting up to the plate to be able to tell my story. And so my need when I went to convention was to have a simple, easy way to talk to somebody. And just by whatever, Jim Dragon came across my path. I was talking with one of my upline, Chuck Branham, in the hall. I was walking down the hall hurriedly, going on my way, not paying attention to what was going on around me. Just, you know, Chuck says, "Hey, Steve, and, you know, how's the convention going?" I said, "Yeah, it's great stuff." And we were talking, and Jim Dragon walked up, and I knew Jim's name because of I had some people that were battling with leukemia and cancer here in my area, and his name kept coming up, and I hadn't found any information about where to find stuff from him. Of course, I hadn't looked hard enough, I guess, but and he walked up, and Chuck was talking with somebody else, and so I just turned to him and said, "Hey, are you the person that talks about cancer and has a tremendous knowledge about cancer?" And he said, "Yes," and he gave me some information, and I pulled and I reached in my pocket and grabbed my little voice recorder and recorded it. And then as we were talking, all of a sudden he just turns to me and says, "Steve, do you have a simple, easy way to present NECAN?" And I said, "No, I don't have." And so that's what led to this conversation that I had with him. And luckily, I pulled out the voice recorder. I put the voice recorder away and pulled it back out, and I taped it. And that's what we put on the web.
Awesome. Okay, so we talked about that we would role play. So, Vita, do you want to be the first one up, and Steve will role play somewhat what we did with our why the other day. And just you pretending that you're meeting Vita for the first time and then asking her the questions and taking her through the steps.
Okay. We'll do the best we can here.
I promise I won't say I'm a ditch digger.
Well, I don't know that I'm so worried about that. I'm just trying to read my notes with my, one, my nervousness, and two, my sleepiness. The two of them don't go together well. But we'll make through it. We'll make it through. We'll have some fun, right?
Yep,
okay.
Right.
Okay, and it's Vita, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, and Vita is spelled V-I-D-A?
It's spelled with two E's.
Okay.
D-A.
Okay, V-E-E-D-A? Okay.
Correct.
All right. Oh, Vita, may I ask you a question?
Sure.
Okay. You know, right now in your life, what's more important to you, better health or having better wealth?
Right now, I'd have to say better wealth.
Better wealth? Okay. Well, you know, that's something a lot of people are going through right now. Okay, and to ask you another question here, what if you could pick between a lot of extra money or a lot of extra time, which one would you pick?
Time or money, huh?
Yeah. If you could only pick one of those two, which ones would you pick?
Well, gosh, I'd have to say probably money.
Money? Okay. Well, you know, and you know, I can, you know, a lot of people are saying that too, you know, and tell me about that. Is the lack of money been painful to you?
Well, it's kind of been a need in this household right at the present moment. So I've been trying to focus on different ways to bring some extra income into the house.
Okay, and what's going on in your life right now that you're needing more money?
Well, with my job right now, there's just not enough time for me to go around, and I'm working as much time as I can. I'm exhausted, you know, when I come home, so there's got to be a better way out there. I just haven't found it yet.
Okay. Well, you know, what we can do here is, what I actually do is right now I'm acting as a recruiter, and I work with the largest healthcare company in Japan, and I have a plan for you to make some of your dreams happen. And it may not be what you choose, but it may be what you really like. And what I'm doing is, while I'm acting as a recruiter, I'm actually needing some recruiters to help me. And that's what I'd like you to consider doing. And what our company is doing is it's spreading the concept of wellness homes throughout America. Have you heard of a wellness home?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, you know what wellness homes do is they give life to people, and they help people stay alive in their homes. And how we can start this whole process between you and I is to take a wellness home tour. And before you take the wellness home tour, you need to know that the company that I represent is actually one of the richest companies in the world. And it's the fastest growing company ever in the business history of Japan. And it reached $1 billion faster than McDonald's did, from zero to a billion. And it's a very, very successful company. Now, what our next step is then, if this sounds good to you, is to have you take a wellness home tour. So all we have to do is figure out when you can come over to the house to take the wellness home tour. When you come,
that'd be awesome.
Yeah, and you know what? When you come over to the home, I'll explain how the rebate program with the company, and how the company's going to pay you for being a good recruiter. And oh, by the way, the work that you are going to be doing is just what I've been doing with you. Just the exact same thing as what I just did. Your job will be to ask questions. And that I just ask you, and find people that are looking to change their lives, and that's all you'll be doing. Is that fair?
Oh, that sounds fair.
And basically what you've done is you've met the person, they've told you what their goals are. We told me what her goals were, what she needed, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
And just a very simple, easy program to take them down the path. And then you know, you just ask, you know, is Tuesday or Wednesday better, morning or afternoon? And away you go.
How about Wednesday?
Okay. All right. So.
Oh, that's awesome! You just gave me an idea. I have a gentleman coming over to the house tonight to see my certified wellness home, and I was like, okay, God, what am I going to do to kind of engage him in getting him to the next step, because that seems to be sometimes, I don't really want to say I'm not really a pushy person, but the closing, asking people to join me sometimes, I think I've identified as a stumbling block, I guess, if that's what you want to say.
Okay, now, Vita, now that you know that the pressure is going to be on you tonight,
Would you like to practice what he has said on someone else, or would you like to defer and have Steve practice with another person while you listen?
Let me take some more notes here and I'll listen.
Okay. All right. Who else wanted to practice?
Oh, nobody else wants to practice.
Okay, Vita?
Yes.
You have access to the internet, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Have you by chance, and maybe I didn't say it on the call, but if you go to lifestylesupport.org.
Okay.
If you go to that, lifestylesupport.org.
Okay.
And that's not lifestyles, it's lifestyle, okay? There, when you get to there, up to the top of the page, right close to the top, there are four links. You'll have lifestyle calls, you'll have something in Spanish that I have no idea what it says, because I don't speak Spanish, but I record Spanish calls because I know there's a tremendous market for Hispanic here in Salt Lake. There's over 20% of the Salt Lake City population proper is Hispanic at this point. And and so I feel that there's a need for someone to break into the Hispanic market and make a lot of Spanish Mexican millionaires. And so we've got that there, and then we have Saturday AM live calls with if they related to lifestyle and body balance or health issues. I've got those calls there, and then also big picture calls. And you click on the big picture call and go clear to the bottom, just barely above the box that says contact the person that referred you to the site. There are three links. The first link takes you to this presentation that Jim made with me, or asking a question, and it'll take you to his site where he has my wife. I was so excited I came home and played this for my wife. My wife sat down and typed it out, our conversation, and because that's what she does. She's a typist. And so I sent the audio to Jim. I sent the narrative to Jim. And in the first link, it says business building ideas, and it takes you to jimdragon.com, and this conversation comes up, and you can hear what we said.
And also, can you post this one on your call on your website?
Sure.
And then I will stick in Nancy. Now, JW, are you coming off of mute? Who's on the call?
Anita.
Hi, Anita.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Okay. Hi.
Good to hear your voice.
Thank you. Same here.
Okay, does anybody else want to practice with Jim?
Yeah, no, what I was going to tell you is the next step is I called him back, and the next link is taking you through the clothes at the wellness home tour and how to conduct the tour. So it's just what you need to listen to. It's about another 15 minutes. It takes you through the how to make the same presentation. This was in person. He tells you how to do it on the telephone, and he tells you how to close the wellness home tour as well as conduct the tour.
Oh, awesome.
And then the third.
How do you, briefly, Steve, how do you do that?
You listen and you'll find out.
Good answer.
Is that a Terry Latham answer?
Yeah. Does anybody else want to practice with Steve here?
I can take somebody down time if they chose time.
I'll practice. Huh?
Okay. Okay, may I ask you a question?
Yes.
Okay. And this is Sharon, right?
Yes.
Okay, Sharon, in your life right now, what's the most important thing to you? Having better health or having better wealth?
Wealth.
Wealth, okay. And, you know, if I could if you could pick between a lot of extra money or a lot of extra time, which one would you pick?
But I could still have wealth?
You could still have wealth, yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, well, then I'll take the time also.
Okay. And you know, time's really a real valuable thing. And a lot of Americans are thinking that way today. And, you know, and if you ask them, you know, they'll lean toward time, too, because they're making their money, but they're giving up their life just to make that money. And, you know, and I've got so do you understand what I'm saying there? Is that how you're feeling?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And the last question I want to ask you is, if things were to change for you in your life right now, I mean, from the way they are right now, I mean, really, really change for the better, what one, two, or three things would you want to change right now? Name them. Three specific things.
New car, either a new house or remodels, and more time with my family.
Okay. And tell me about your car. What are you thinking about your car there?
Oh, my husband needs a new car.
New car?
Desperately bad.
Okay. Yeah. And do we have the car picked out?
I think he wants a truck.
Oh, he wants a truck.
I don't know what kind of truck, but...
Okay. All right. And so you don't know which kind. Okay. Well, what color is he going to want? Is he going to want a red one or a black one? What does he like?
I think he just wants a truck.
He just wants a truck. He's not picky, huh? Okay. And then and you say you want a nicer home?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Or to make our home nicer.
Okay. And need a little bit more space, or what motivates you to have want a new house?
Yeah, more space for guests when they come.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. Well, that's all right. You like to be with people?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's cool. All right. And And so right now I'm so those are your most important life dreams right now?
Yes.
Okay, and do you have a plan to get those dreams?
We just work hard, save our money, and go to work again, and work hard and save our money and go to work again.
Okay, so you're just doing the job thing, right?
Yeah, okay. And I have my own little business, but it's not taking off quite as fast as I would hope.
Okay, so you believe in working hard then, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you have to.
Yeah. Okay. So do you feel that what you're doing there extra is that your plan B, or are you still looking?
I'd like it to be my plan A, but you know, I'm always keeping my options open because you never know when you might win the lottery.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, Sharon, you know what I'm acting as is a recruiter with the largest healthcare company in Japan. And I have a plan for you to make your dreams happen. And it might not be what you choose, but it might be what you'd really like. And what I'm doing is acting, like I say, as a recruiter. And right now I'm meeting some recruiters to help me. And that's what I'd like you to consider doing. And it's what our company is doing, is we're actually spreading the concept of wellness homes throughout America. Have you ever heard of a wellness home?
I read something in National Geographic about a need for wellness or something.
Okay, okay. Well, you know, what we do is we have homes that give life to people and then help people to stay alive in their homes. And, you know, if this sounds good to you, how we can start this whole process between you and I is to take a wellness home tour. And before you take the wellness home tour, you need to know couple things, and the company that I represent is one of the richest companies in the world. It was the fastest growing company ever in the business history of Japan, and it reached $1 billion faster than McDonald's did, from zero to a billion. Does that sound like a real successful company to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, our next step then is for you to come over to the house and take a wellness home tour. And all we have to do is figure out when you can come over to the house to take the tour. When you come to the house, also, I'll just mention, we'll explain the Brave 8 program, how they're going to pay you for being a good recruiter. And oh, by the way, the work that you're going to do is the same thing that I just did. Your job would be to ask the question that I just asked you, and then find people that are looking to change their lives. And that's basically all you'll be doing. Does that sound fair enough?
Yeah, sounds pretty easy.
Okay.
Can you make money doing this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the most fun part. It's the most fun thing I've ever done, and you make money. In fact, you know, actually what I have the opportunity to do is I actually mentor with a group of 9 millionaires. Have you ever mentored with a millionaire?
No.
I have 10 people between myself and the company and my line of sponsorship, and 9 of those 10 have been paid over $1 million worth of commissions, and that was as of about 6 years ago, and when I started. And so 6 years later, some of them are actually being paid many millions a year. Do you think it would be valuable to be able to have someone like that guiding you along?
Well, I think so, but I mean, why would they want to talk to someone like me?
Because, you know, about 10, 12 years ago, they were just like we are. You're making, struggling to make house payments, and one of them was a light bulb salesman going door to door selling light bulbs. Another one was a car salesman. Another one was a minister. Another one was a doctor, and he couldn't help his wife with all the medical knowledge he had and all the specialists that he knew. He couldn't heal his wife, and one of his wife's friends invited her to come over to a wellness home tour, and 3 months later she was feeling so fit and trim that nobody in the community could believe how she was feeling. And within 3 years, she was making more money part-time working with the wellness home company than he was as a doctor. So he quit being a doctor. He retired.
Wow.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, it is exciting.
Well, let's figure out when we can come over to the house. Tuesday or Thursday would be better?
Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay. Morning or afternoon?
Afternoon.
Okay. Early afternoon, later in the day.
Later in the day.
Okay. So, like,
can I bring people with me?
Hey, yeah. Bring people, and more the merrier.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds really cool.
And there you did it.
Huh. Okay. Any questions? Debbie, what do you think of this? Have you been practicing this?
Oh, she's on mute.
Yeah, sorry. I'm really quiet. I wake the baby up every call, so I'm trying not to. Yeah, I haven't tried it as much as I want to, but I know it really works. I tried it with one person. Flowed pretty well. I need to get a little bit more practice in sounding natural at going question to question, but I think that just comes with more practice. So.
That's so true. Let me just mention something. I haven't mentioned it so far, but Jim points it out really fast in our conversation. He mentioned that he asked me. I actually asked both Sharon and Vita the most important question in network marketing history. What was that question?
May I ask you a question?
That's right. May I ask you a question? And why would that be the most important?
Well, I think it's because you're engaging somebody in permission to get involved, basically just asking them permission instead of they're opening themselves up instead of like coercing and dragging and please, 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 please listen to what I have to say. You're involving them, and I don't know, is that the right answer?
It is. You're going down the right path. Yeah. Yeah. He told me that if I didn't have permission and to talk to somebody, that until I got that permission, I would stay and learn how to do that. I would stay an executive forever. But by asking that question and getting permission, then they open up. They tell you their dreams. They tell you what you want. Most of the time, I haven't had anybody say, no, I'm not going to tell you anything. They just open right up to you and give you information, and you can you're on your way. So I just wanted to point that out to you, that is actually the most important question.
Okay. Ann, are you still on the call?
Yeah, I had a call on my cell phone. My regular phone was dying.
Okay. How do you apply this as far as your 30-second commercial? Do you use some of these techniques on your 30-second commercial? Because you've obviously got it pretty refined.
No, I don't have it refined at all.
Oh, you don't?
I just got really lucky with Jetty. She let me go to the distributor's day at a local university for chiropractors, so everyone there was really interested already.
Uh-huh.
And Jerry was there, and then I just said how I make money, and so that's where all my people that have signed on are from, that have actually bought anything. So I need to refine a commercial, I suppose. I don't like saying commercial, though, because that sounds like I'm trying to... Well, commercials are just to get people to buy stuff, and I don't like commercials.
Well,
but how to talk to
builder.
Yeah, that's a better way to say it.
Yeah.
I'll definitely try to memorize exactly what he's saying, because I need a good way to talk to non-student, already interested people. Because so far it hasn't been all that productive. With all the demos I've done, I haven't had anybody buy anything.
Ah.
So this is very helpful.
Now, Steve, how do you adapt this if you're not inviting someone over to a wellness home? Say, for example, if, you know, you're just trying to move them forward, you're familiar with Pathfinder system.
Uh-huh.
And you want to just move them forward to get more information.
Okay, just...
How do you adapt this so that it's not, you know, coming over for a wellness home, but it's setting up a meeting?
Okay, what...
Any ideas?
Okay, what's the most important meeting?
The next one.
Okay, so the next step is to do this. The next step is to do that. You know, whatever the person says, you know, it might not be a wellness home that they want. They
uh-huh.
might might have a sore foot like I did.
Uh-huh.
Or two sore feet like I did.
Okay, so then when you're talking to people, are you listening for clues? Because some people you know, they're just going to want to, if they say, have you had anybody yet who said, I don't want to come look at your wellness home, I'm just interested in products?
You know, I haven't talked, unfortunately, to enough people with this to know everything yet, so it's all brand new to me, just like it is brand new to you. But Jim's built a huge business by doing this.
Well, what are some ideas on this call? Because inevitably, we're going to have somebody who's going to say, well, now I'm not interested in the wellness.
Okay. You know,
so
just,
then what are we going to say? What's our backup? What are we going to say?
Okay, but what are we... I'm sorry. Yeah, keep going.
It's always hard when you're in the middle of a conversation and they didn't go with you. You know what I'm saying? They didn't go where you thought.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they'll say, well, now I'm not really interested in a wellness home. What else have you got?
Okay. You know, just depending on the answers. You know, I took you down a little bit. You know, I ask you basically just learn to ask questions. You know, listen to what they're saying. Listening by Steve Shapiro, you know, is through Pathfinders, the one that we listen to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, read the book and listen to the cassette or video that he did, and then also Micah Oliver in his book that teaches you how to not lose your friends and family members, but to build a network marketing business.
Mm-hmm.
And you just know what you have in your quiver, and whatever they say, take them down that path.
Any other questions or comments or anything you need to go over in the Ignition Sequence Guide?
You know, we have with the Ignition Sequence Guide, we have a path.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can show them that what the path is. You can pull out your, you know, and Jim shows in the wellness home, you know, that maybe they can't come over to the house to see it. Well, he's got his book with him. He has the pictures of the dog that had the ulcers.
Oh, yeah, the Dennis Williams portfolio.
Yeah, and you know, he's got his portfolio with him, and he can show him. You know, this is how these technical this is something that these technologies work, and you just show them, you know, show them the picture like that, show them the picture that of the little lady that was so sick, and she looked like a withered little old lady, and a few months later she looks alive and vivacious. I can't remember what her name is. I've got her pictures in my book.
Now, does everybody on this call have the portfolio or the Dennis Williams tools that Steve's talking about?
Yep.
Betty, do you have that?
She has some kind of book with pictures and stuff in it.
Uh-huh. Okay. And Vita's is on the way.
On the way. I'm so excited.
Well, and I think that is the master storyteller. And one thing from having worked with Dennis and seen how he does his presentation, you would never know that Dennis Williams is who Dennis Williams is.
Yeah, you would never know he was a car salesman.
No, and you wouldn't know that he's very successful in Nikin when he sits down with you, because he just sits on the couch and he has what's in his quiver when he goes into a home is he has a super mini in the little green box. He'll tell you to bring a jug of water, you know, like a half a gallon jug of water. Have that in the car because you need something to drink while you're driving around. The Brody Craney Wellness Home brochure, the fold out, and then this portfolio. And he takes his portfolio in and he sits down. And he goes through the wellness. First, he goes through the brief introduction, and he goes through the pay right up front. He shows how when they started, how they just started by sharing it with a few people. And then, you know, and shows their checks and how each month that check started duplicating. And so it's pretty cool when you watch, okay, my check might be $1,500 this month, but next month if I duplicate somebody else, my check's going to be $3,000. Wow. Okay, there's the power of duplication. Then the next thing that he'll do is go down and he shows, okay, if I get one new person and you get one new person, how many new people do we get? And then he tells at the end of it, how many are we going to have at the end of a year? And how many do we have in our group? Over 4,000. And
that's right.
He just sits down very basically and then goes through the wellness home information about here's how you can buy a wellness home. And what I've found is in doing this, and then we know through Pathfinders which DVDs or CDs are going to be really good to hand off to somebody because we've watched them. So then once he develops that interest, then he can stop at any point in that presentation and sign a person up. And you can usually tell by their body language if they're engaged or not engaged. And it doesn't really matter. The most interesting thing is that usually when you go through the he only brings the pictures out if the person's skeptical. So if the person's not skeptical, he doesn't introduce product. He introduces the business every time.
or he takes pictures of himself. So, and shows pictures of him and Ruth in their house. And I love the point, Steve, there where you talked about I mentor with 9 millionaires. Where'd you get that one?
From Jim.
From Jim.
Yeah, Jim,
okay.
Jim asked me, do you know how many of your upline or Presence Club members and Nika millionaires? And I said, yeah, 9 out of 10.
Okay, so that's a question for everybody on the call. Vita, do you know how many millionaires and President's Club members you have?
Well, right off the bat, I believe I have 3. I'm going to have to investigate. I think there's 3 President's Clubs. I know the only millionaire I know is Dave Johnson. Well, that's in my line. I know a lot of others just from networking and being at the convention. I met a lot of millionaires.
Yep,
took my picture with them, too.
Crowd corner. A couple of them back there in that corner. Okay, so when you say that you mentor with 9 millionaires, do you talk to 9 millionaires on a weekly basis or something, Steve?
Basically, I talked to Ruth a couple, 3 times a week. I talked to Valerie a couple, 3 times a week, usually. I talk with Chuck Branham 2 to 3 times a week, plus emails. I talk to Jim. I talk to Ed Weens. I talk to a bunch of people every week.
Okay.
Hey, this is Daddy. I have a question for everyone. This has been really, really awesome here. But I just want to know what everyone thinks with this conversation here of Jim Dragon, you know. When you've got the person there for the wellness home, how would you transition into having them invest? Because sometimes I've tried different approaches, and one of the things I've struggled with is depending on how I start off the conversation, some people expect to just make a pile without having to invest anything. So how would you just, you know, still keep their interest, but show that that's important?
Okay, with me, what Jim did was this. He says as he takes people through the wellness home and points out the different things, comes back to the kitchen table, and that's where he does the close, and he says, you know, and if people are coming down the path and they're interested, he says, okay, now this is the company, we have 3 hurdles, and he tells them what those 3 hurdles are, and there'll be, you know, the investing in the business packs, you know, and things like that, and, you know, go to the website, listen to the conversation, and he does it very eloquently and very easily, and it sounds logical.
Is that on there too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the whole enchilada is there.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah, I know nothing in comparison to what he shared with me in 30 minutes time. 15 minutes at the convention, 15 minutes on the telephone later.
Wow. Well, and I think, to take this back to, it applies to what we just went over, applies to page 11 in our Ignition Sequence Guide about acting like an upline. And then, you know, calling upline and working with your mentoring group. And that was my personal challenge, was working with a millionaire every day for 30 days. That's my goal. And I've been doing really well on that. And it has kept me really motivated and a lot of good ideas. And I don't necessarily talk to them personally. I might jump on Ruth Williams' lifestyle call or Chuck Branham on the group call. But one thing that I noticed that Dennis did, Jetty, was that he would just watch for what they were interested in. And
yeah.
he would just show the buying, the business, he would show the photos of the products. And then he would often look, but Dennis is so engaged, and you have this, you do this also. He's so engaged with them that he'll just look at them and say, does any of this interest you? Or are you interested? And, or would, you know, would you like to take a closer look at any of these things?
How does this feel to you?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one, because that's an open-ended question instead of a yes or no question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, gives them room to tell you what's attracting them instead of, you know, trying to guess at it.
If they just say no right away, then they leave. But if they say, how do you feel about this? Well, I'm unsure. Then you can say, well, I have a copy of my paycheck going to operate on the
Or I have a copy of my Upwind paycheck.
Yeah.
The other thing is that I've noticed is that in the sorting process, if they're just not interested, we just kept moving. And I was really kind of surprised, going, hey, wait. back up. That guy has tons of money, you know, and it's the process. He would just go, and I'm using Dennis as a great example. He would just go off into another part of conversation and totally leave that behind. And then he'd come back and he'd find more interest and find out what else that they were interested in saying. And a lot of times the person would actually, if they're not really interested, they would disengage themselves from the conversation. And the thing that he taught me was to have those packets. And the minute that they start showing yes signs, up and down, head nod, then I hand them a packet of information and I start explaining, here's the application, you just fill this out. We can go online to place your order or on the phone, and which sounds best to you.
And sharing what I've found is I like to do that too. Sometimes change the topic of the conversation or something, and if the other person brings it back again to Nikan, then I know they're interested.
Right.
Kind of a little test there.
It's a ping pong ball. It's like if they're coming back, and at some point in the conversation, you quit asking open-ended questions, and you start asking yes, no. Like you start letting them close themselves. And so before you ever sign them up, they're already closed, and they already know what they want to do. And then at that point, then you ask them what they want to do. And one thing somebody said to me was, you just got to ask me for the order. I don't do that. I don't say, well, you know, I mean, does this sound really good to you? So using the packet gave me a real, I get the packet out, I hand it to them, and now that I've color-coded them based on their area of interest, if it's body balance or wellness home or just exercise or the sleep, and then I know which packet that I can pull out and hand to them. But I always have an application. And I also have the retail auto ship and the wholesale auto ship right there so that when they start giving me their information, I can pull it out. Another technique that we use is to take a highlighter and a wholesale order form, the preferred customer order form or the order form out of the catalog, and you just print those off. You just duplicate them for 3 cents each or whatever it is, penny each, however, if you have a copy machine. But you copy those off, and as you're going down through the list of talking with people, you highlight what they say they're interested in. Okay, so this one's interested. JW had one last night that's interested in the air purifier and the new cookware and the new bed. And so you just go through and you start highlighting those things. And then you ask them, okay, these are items that you're interested, that you've noted interest in. Is there anything that's keeping you from, that would keep you from placing an order for these items today? And I stumble over that because we've been taught to drip on them. But there's a certain point where you just have to ask for a sale, right?
That's right.
And I'm open to suggestions, guys.
Sounds logical to me.
What keep me?
Huh?
What you said sounds logical to me.
Yeah. And a lot of times, have you ever noticed in a sales presentation where you hand them that pen? Well, if you hand them the application in a highlighter, it's a little bit less intimidating because it's almost like handing them a crayon and going, okay, we're going to stay in this playful mode rather than handing them a pen and go, okay, I want you to fill out the application. But I just immediately hand them that packet about as fast as I can get the packet in their hand. And so I'm set up with, you know, the goal of getting at least 50 packets so that by the end of this year, I've handed out 50 packets to people who have noted interest, qualified interest. And surely one of them will be a business builder.
That's cool.
Any questions, comments?
My comment is I'm digging for my CD that has the has his information on it.
Mm-hmm. Your comment is what I missed.
I'm digging for the CD that has the information on it.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, I jumped in late. You said there was like a group of tools that you guys were talking about. Is that what he's talking about? Is
yeah.
CD?
Right. There's a CD from Blue Ribbon Video. I believe it's 102. I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. 201, 102 that Dennis puts out with Doug Firebaugh training on its CD 102, PDF files only. A collection of Nikan tools from Dennis Williams. I found it.
And it is developed as I've seen a lot of leaders reuse it.
Yeah, and Nate, you mentioned the packets on the lifestyle call last Monday or last Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
What, I can't remember which. Which one? Do you remember? But that
well,
call,
Monday and Tuesday, I was pretty talkative.
Okay, and so you can go to lifestylesupport.org and listen to those calls. And
mm-hmm.
she tells what she had in her packet, if you don't already know.
Or Vita has a list.
Oh, well, email me the list.
Email Vita. Vita's kind of, is it pretty easy for you to send out to others? Now?
Yeah, I think I still have it saved in the computer. Yep.
What's your email?
It's V-E-E-D-A.
V-E-E-D-A. Is that right?
Correct.
Uh-huh.
And E-T-Z-W-I-L-E-R, the number 756, @msn.com.
Okay, V-E-E-V-A-E. T Z W I L E R 756 @msn.com.
Correct.
Okay.
Wait, Victory Elephant Dog.
Oh, dog?
Yeah.
It's not a V, it's a D. Okay.
It's
D, it's a
just
dog.
Like my name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Vita E E T Z Weiler, right?
No, Z, as in zebra.
Yeah, zebra, uh-huh. Okay. All right, cool. I'll send you an email.
Cool.
Okay, now for Friday's call, Monday, Vita, what have we got on our plate for Monday?
Monday, I do believe Doc Walker will be on the call again. He said he would be. He may be a few minutes late. This depends on how many people are sick in the ER room. But he plans on being on, and that I was actually gonna email you and just ask if what we specifically wanted him to brush on, because I know we were trying to make it a professional a call for to bring other professionals on so that they could listen to other professionals.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if there was a specific topic we wanted him to touch on.
Well, I think let's just open it up to the group real quick here and have your ideas for questions or the direction of the call, and then also what we would like to do on our Friday call. Ian?
What?
What would you like to, your professional?
Professionally 25.
That's okay. We love 25-year-olds that are professional who have retired from their job. My God, you're an inspiration, girl. Would you call my son this week? He's 25, too. I'd love to get him to retire. Not yet. He's got to be able to make himself in when he can. But from a professional standpoint, if you had somebody coming on the call on Monday, what kind of things would you like to hear from Dick Walker?
Are there going to be other medical professionals on the call, or just like...
Well, that's what I'm leaving up to the group. Do we want to just have it as a group call, or do we want to go out and invite professionals to come on to the call on Monday?
Week one needs a second hour. I guess if it were medical professionals, so it's Dick Walker that's going to talk?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm sure he would already know what to be saying to other medical professionals because he's done it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So you probably don't have to worry too much.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess from a medical standpoint, first I want to know what's the research.
Mm-hmm.
And... not, like, dancing around it or anything. Just, you know, like, list off researchers, where you can find the information. Because I know, like, we list off a lot of research that's been done, but we just say something like, yeah, there's some people who did this study, and this is the result.
Mm-hmm.
But from a medical standpoint, you're like, that means nothing if you don't tell me who did the study, where it's documented and how I can find it. And I guess I know that there's 4 definite studies out there, and I'm gonna have to try to access it too. Isn't it on the website now? Huh? Aren't the studies of from the medical institutes on the Meakin website now? That would be a great question for you to bring us an answer, Suzanne, because it's right.
Yeah. I'll ask my upline on that one, because we were discussing that. Yeah. I'll see if I can find out.
Okay, so I think my question would be, do we want to just keep it as a group call amongst our group, or do we want to open it up and go out and invite professionals to come on Monday morning?
And the other question, too, is whether he wants it to be recorded or not.
Mm-hmm.
I think if we could get professionals on, that would be really awesome, because we had just a group call.
Right.
Last time.
If we had professionals on and they were asking the questions,
yep.
That would add, I think, a tremendous amount of credibility. What do they want to know?
Right. Okay. So then, do you all have some professionals in mind to go out and invite on to the Monday morning call?
So.
Can you come up with one?
It's what,
I've got
I, this is what Martha, this is what Martha Sue Urie classified as her treasure hunt.
Uh-huh.
Every week she wants us to have a treasure hunt for a particular person in a particular field to bring to the call.
Awesome. Now, Vita, the only one in Alaska that's going to be awake at that time is going to be like the ER doc or something.
I know. I'm going to have to get busy and try to find somebody.
I have a psychologist in my upline.
Oh.
That from New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
So he may be available. I'll have to call him and I'll ask him. I'll be talking to him here real soon so I can ask him. And I could email, who would I email? Sharon?
Vita. Email Vita.
Vita. Yeah, I'll email Vita and let her know if he would be available or not.
Yeah. Okay.
Are we finding professionals that are in the company or are not in the company and we want to pique their interest?
Both. But we don't want to get too many that are on a panel to ask questions, but if we're going to have professionals coming on the call, we want enough professionals to be able to answer their questions. So this is a treasure hunt to look for both.
Okay.
So do you know other professionals? Do you have someone in mind that's already in NECN?
I think that's what Susan was talking about.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, that he's my upline.
Okay. So that would be awesome if we can get some upline professionals on the call. And then also, who's in our treasure hunt that we can get, I love that, Steve, that we can get to come on the call to ask questions.
Well, I have a doctor in mind who I met here, and maybe a couple, actually, who are MDs, but... they're pretty wellness oriented, so I'm planning on asking them.
Good. This is exciting, guys, isn't it?
Does it necessarily have to be like, you know, a nurse or a doctor? Could it be like a certified training ophthalmologist? You know what I mean? Somebody that's in progress.
It's somebody in progress. Let's get them in and show them the network.
Okay, that's an opportunity.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think that the more skilled we get at this, the better, and we're going to really get excited then inviting people onto the call because we're going to go out and, you know, I mean, it puts you in a position to follow up because I've got about 7 that I'm going to call. Now I have the courage to do it.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay, on Friday, what would we like to go over? Last Friday, we were all asleep until about 7:45. So we need stuff some lively.
How about packets?
Okay. Everybody wants some packet information. Is that clear? Is that the question?
Yeah, that sounds.
Okay. All right, then what I need you to do is go through your kit and pull your new, the green book, you know, that the company sends you.
Oh, the box?
Yeah, the box of information that the company sends you when you sign up.
Mm-hmm.
And pull out every form that's in there and have that book available. And then a pen and a paper, and I'll write down, and we'll write down the packet information, what to order, because we've got a deal with Blue Ribbon that'll give us a discount on items, and I'll go over that. So tell your friends and family or whoever wants packet information, and we'll get this recorded so I don't have to go over it again.
There we go. Awesome.
Any other questions or comments for the day?
My comment is let's go out and use the Jim Dragon conversation.
Awesome.
A lot of time by Friday.
Let's go practice and see how it works. And everybody go. I think Vita's got a wellness. Does anybody else have somebody like on the hook right now that you're just like so excited you can hardly stand it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a couple. Suzanne, you've got a couple, and Jetty, you've got some?
Yeah.
And Vita's got one coming over.
Yep.
And JW is on mute, but he ought to just be about on the rooftop by now. I have to tell you one funny thing before we end. I know we're a couple of minutes over, but last night we had our team call with Chuck Branham. And we've got Chuck so used to the cross line that he hopped on the call and he says, okay, well, whose line are you all in? And, you know, he said, well, he made the comment. He says, there's a lot of you I don't make a penny off of. And I said, oh, no, Chuck, these are all your grandbabies. And he said, what? And I said, these are all people from our line, from our group. And he goes, wow. So it was really kind of funny because we've got him on the crossline call in the morning. So this is such an awesome group. We're seeing things happen. That's just the word's getting out there.
Hey, I got a quick question. I had a couple sleep on the mattress last night. We have one that we loan out, and because they've come through the wellness preview and they were curious about it, and he woke up this morning and he was dizzy.
Uh-huh.
Do you kind of know what that might be? Do you think that's like a lack of hydration?
No, that's normal, Suzanne. I was the same way. It's actually, you can tell them it's sort of like if you're in a really, really dark room and then you suddenly just open the door and walk out into the noonday sun.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, it hurts your eyes and you can't really see anything.
Yeah.
And that's what the magnets do to some people's bodies. And
just
so,
initially, I mean, should he expect for it to go away, I guess?
Yeah, it'll go away for sure. But it's just, he might need to just not use it the whole night, but use it a little bit at a time and drink lots of water.
Yeah, I was thinking the water was probably...
Yeah, the water is a big thing for that.
I should take him over some
water. And, depending on how, you know, what health state they're in, sometimes you get the blood flowing, you get toxins flowing, and getting back to what you guys just mentioned, it's very important to drink the water so you can flush out. You know, it just depends on where they are medically, how much in need their body needs the energy. Their body's probably just like, wow, I've just been like energized in this greenhouse effect, and like Jenny said, though, it'll get better.
Does he have health problems? That would be the question.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to ask some more detailed questions. I gotta call him here when I get off there.
Yeah, if he has health issues, say for example, everybody really said that, you know, for fibromyalgia, I read all these testimonials that the sleep system is so wonderful. Be prepared that for some people, the sleep system may not be the most wonderful thing they've ever been introduced to. And they might have a response.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not the positive response. A screaming out, crying response of, ouch, this hurts.
Yeah. No, he slept really well. It was when he woke up this morning, he was dizzy.
Yeah, I slept really well for the first week. And then I had what they call the healing crisis.
Yeah.
So I think that's the water's critical, but then it's also critical to follow up if they're starting on new products and ask how they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, people will put it, I've had more people tell me, oh, well, yeah, I've been introduced to Nikon, and I actually have some of their products, but they're in my closet because they were diabetic and put it on their feet, and their feet burned. Well, then what do? You tell them, introduce it for 10 or 15 or 20 minutes. Don't tell them to throw those mag steps and mag strides in their shoes for the whole day. They're going to be miserable.
Yeah, that's what happened to my sister-in-law. She put them in her shoes, and her feet were, like, on fire.
Yeah.
When you have a reaction like that, I think it's a sign that person really needs a product. Sure. Especially.
Yeah, we really need them, but then you also are going to know that, like, for someone like me with fibro, I really needed, thank God Bob Scheinite was patient, and Jerry and, you know, all the team, Carolina, because I wanted to go to the emergency room, and I mean, really, really bad. It hurts. So we have to know that it's really good for you, but then we also have to know that, you know, sometimes there's that healing crisis, and when we're in the middle of it, we need to know how to coach somebody out of it.
Exactly. I had a lady who, she's a, well, a wholesale consumer, and I told her that she should get the Meg Strides or even the Body Energizer, because she has peripheral neuropathy, and she said her feet are numb. And so I've told her a couple of times, well, what you really should get is, you know, these, because they'll really help out with that. And, you know, you can regain your feeling. And she said, I don't think I want to feel them, because then they'll hurt.
The beginning of the end.
Yeah, well, I didn't mention that. Well, next step is to have them chopped off. But.
Well, they will hurt. And so what I was advised from some really, I was advised to get the CM cream. And rub the CM cream on there, put some of the socks on, or at least put the CM cream on with a pair of my regular socks, and then just slowly introduce the products. And the other thing is, if you've got someone with a health issue, no matter what the health issue is, it's not probably the best idea to introduce products and have them go sleep with it. Introduce the products while they're awake, and then and then have them, you know, so... If they're not on the water, what I've been told is if they're not on the water, don't put them on the sleep system. Don't put anybody
get the jug of water over there to them.
Get the jug over. I mean, take two jugs of water over and, you know, the optimized water will be really, really helpful.
Yeah. We had a lady that borrowed the Body Energizer. She had diabetic neuropathy, and she sat on it for 3 hours a day for a week and a half, didn't feel a thing. She was about ready to give up on the whole deal. And then she goes, I'll just give it one more night. Well, lo and behold, the next night she started feeling on the bottom of her feet.
Wow.
Yeah. And you know what?
What?
It, like, cured her, so she didn't even have to buy it.
Oh, now that's the problem.
Yeah, I know. And it was it kind of backfired on us, but... See what the product does. But now I have a testimonial to tell a lot of people.
But Anne, from a medical standpoint, does it cure her, or is it just temporarily alleviating the symptoms and they'll come back?
I heard that you can never have peripheral neuropathy cured. But I guess you might be able to permanently relieve the symptoms. Like cancer, you can never say you've cured cancer,
mm-hmm.
But you're permanently in remission and you never get it again, which makes it sound silly.
How long ago was that, Suzanne, where she used that?
Probably about a month and a half ago.
Woo! Good follow-up time.
Yeah.
Does she still come around? Or?
Well, it was my chiropractor's assistant's mother. So, yeah, we were just trying to get into the office and get something going, you know, which we did, you know, but it ended up motivating the chiropractor, not them, so to speak.
Right.
It kind of had an effect on the office, but not the mom. So, I don't know. We followed up several times, and I can't get anybody to budge.
Well, one thing's for sure, if her feet get hurt bad enough, she knows where she can go and they'll get feeling better.
She knows where to go.
And if you're in the Midwest, once it starts getting cold, they'll start, you know, people start hurting more, so.
Yeah.
Or something
like
that.
The bad thing is peripheral neuropathy is they lose feeling. Like the lady I was talking to, she said that she'd had a broken toe, but she couldn't feel it at all. But she thought, you know, that toe is really black and blue and really big. probably something wrong with it, but it didn't hurt at all. So she went to the doctor, and it was a broken. So, yeah. So diabetics, they, like, in nursing school, you learn that you're supposed to tell them to check their feet every day, take a mirror and run it over the bottom of their feet, because they don't know that they don't feel anything. And so they'll get cracks and holes. And I had a lady in the hospital. She was a patient, and she couldn't walk because she had, like, four holes just through the bottom of her feet, like,
ow,
inch in diameter, and they just
lady,
start
to
tunnel.
I have to go. I'll see you later.
Bye. So, yeah. But they don't like to feel that stuff. So when you tell them, I'm going to give you something that'll regain your feeling, they'll say, I don't want it. It's going to hurt a lot. So,
all right.
You got to, well, it's either that, or you'll probably end up having surgery and have all your limbs chopped off. Then they'll go one by one. You know, they go from the foot, you know, they go half of the foot down.
Mm.
So you'll lose all your toes. And then they go from the ankle. And then they go up to the knee. And they go halfway up the knee. And then they'll just chop off from the hip down.
Oh.
And I've watched, I've had patients in the hospital where, when I was a nursing assistant, and you go in 1 week and they have, you know, various amounts of leg, and the next week they have a little bit less amount of leg, and it kind of keeps getting chopped off because either they get gangrene, which there's two different kinds, dry or wet, and one of them spreads really fast, and
wow,
it's where things are black and dead and gross and smelly and fall off, but they can't feel things, so they're like, I just don't want to feel it. All that stuff's going to hurt. So if you get them before they have weird stuff like that going on, that's good.
That motivates me to go get the diabetics that I know, that I
love,
and get a little bit firmer with them. You know, I mean, how much is your foot worth?
Yeah, that's a good way. And you can think about it as, they probably are really stubborn, because why are they diabetic in the first place?
Well, yeah.
Probably already had been telling them, you know, you need to change your diet, you need to exercise, and they say, oh, no, I won't get anything. And now they have to take 3 or 4 pills, check their blood sugar 4 times a day, poke their fingers, take insulin, and so maybe even say, do you want to not have to take all those pills, spend all that money? Because a bag of needles for 10 needles is $2. For insulin, that's $50. For lancets, that's $100. Oh, lancets are the things that poke your fingers. For the little sticks that you put your drop of blood onto, those are about $75. For the little machine, that's about $150, $200. And insurance doesn't pay for that stuff. Medicare sometimes pays for diabetic supplies. But it costs a lot of money to be a diabetic. So you could... I could try to add up how much that would cost for 1 month, and you could tell people, you know. Or even just tell them the amount it costs you to buy insulin is the amount it would cost you to buy, like, one bottle of insulin is the same amount as a pair of Meg steps.
Wow.
Or, you know, a 2 month supply of everything you need is the same amount as, I don't know, a body energizer. And a 6 month supply of everything you use is the amount of a whole wellness home. So
that's amazing. Well, ladies, I'm going to jump on Friday. I'll come prepared with packet information, and if you have any packet information, that would be great. If anybody has happened to get that NSF water report, that would be helpful because I haven't tracked it down yet.
Oh, I found it.
You do?
Yeah. I think it was just online.
Do you have
I gave it to Jetty.
Do you have access to a fax that you could send that to me? Or the mail?
Yeah, the mail. And I could probably just email it to you. I just found it online.
Well, my computer's a Mac, and so for me to download and print, sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. So.
Oh, okay.
Just
give me your mail.
Okay. It's Sharon Lallman, L-A-L-L-M-A-N. And it's 812 Northeast Poplar Street, P-O-P-L-A-R, Topeka, T Topeka, Kansas, and the zip is 66616.
My aunt lives in Topeka, Kansas. Do you know a Barb Pearson? Or she has a different name.
Nope. Nope, but we could sure go and invite her to stuff.
Yeah, she has diabetes.
Oh.
She's a nurse.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Small world. Anybody else on the call? Any other formal reports that we need to have for professionals? That would be good. To, if you can just send me a copy of them, I'll compile them, and then Ruth will. Ruth is eventually going to post this on their website, and I think Steve is going to post it on his. So.
Oh, and everybody, NSF stands for National Sanitation Foundation. Somebody asked me that, and I didn't know. They're like, well, then you're dumb.
National Sanitation, yeah, okay. National Sanitation.
Either foundation or federation or something like that. You can make up that part. It's the national.
Cool.
Okay, well, I'll see y'all back on here on Friday. I got half an hour, and then I'm back to work again. So,
all right.
All right, guys. Be blessed.
You too.
Bye-bye.